866-446-6667.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Everything that was made by Jesus in the beginning. Not in time, in the beginning. That was before the time of creation, before the 7 days. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And all things that are were made by Him and for Him. That's the Christ that we serve. Everything was made by Him. So everything that we are, everything that we have, everything that we'll ever have or be that is good, it comes from Him. Amen. Now, when Hebrews chapter 7, talking about Melchizedek. Remember, Jesus is a priest of the order of Melchizedek. Let me read this quickly. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham, returning from the slaughter of the kings, and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually. This was before the law, and now we see it after the law. He said he abides a priest continually. Amen? Verse 4, now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils. And verily they that are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is, of their brethren, though they come out of the loins of Abraham. But he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham, and blessed him that had the promises. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. Now verse number 8. And here men that die receive tithes. Okay, Paul, look at me. Paul is saying men that are here who are not that one that was without beginning and without ending, but men that are mortal. He said, here, men that are mortal receive tithes. He goes on to say in verse 8, but there in heaven, he receives them of whom it is witness that he lives. So there's something parallel going on. When we tithe of our carnal substance and material things, our finance or our money here in the earth, it's received by mortal man. But simultaneously, it's received in heaven by him that bears witness that he is alive. So there's something that goes on in heaven when we tithe. It's not just you dropping something in the bucket here. It's a worship. It's honoring God. And Jesus is being honored there. Now, we just read that. Is that clear to everyone? Amen. Don't only take my word. When you go home and study, ask God for understanding, to open up your eyes, open up your heart, open up your mind to understand really what his financial plan is. What does this mean? Jesus is the high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, who stands as a priest continually to receive what we are giving carnally or naturally. There's something in the spirit that goes on. It connects. It causes heaven to connect to this realm so that heaven can kiss the earth. Heaven can start to manifest in this earth realm in ways that are supernatural, in ways that you cannot sometimes explain. Favor, creativity. Sometimes when we honor God like that, instead of God just blessing you with money, sometimes he'll drop something in your spirit, an invention. Thank you for the amen. A witty invention. Sometimes he'll drop something creative. Sometimes he'll give you direction with something that can open up something that opens up something else. However he chooses, as we do it here, it's honoring to him there. Say it with me again. The tithe is the Lord's. Everything that we have, everything that we do, everything that we are comes from God and belongs to him. Let me give you a few verses here and then we're going to stop. First of all, God has established the soil. How many know the soil is his? In Psalm 24, verse 1, give me that quickly. Psalm 24, verse 1, God is the soil. Or gives the soil to sow in. Can you get that for me? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. In other words, the earth is the Lord's, the soil. Where you sow, it belongs to God. He determines what it produces. Number two, the seed comes from God. Genesis 1:11, the seed that we sow into God's soil also comes from God. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass and the herb yielding seed and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. The earth brings forth the seed. The soil is God's. The seed is God's. Tell somebody, you're just a steward. And number three, God sends the rain. Give me Job chapter 5 and verse number 10. You can have all the earth and soil you want, all the seed you want, but if there ain't no rain, it ain't growing. Job chapter 5 verse 10. Who giveth rain upon the earth and sends waters upon the fields. Everything we have, everything we are, everything we do, it belongs to God. Amen. Why would you not honor him? The soil is his. The seed is his. The rain is his. Bible says, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Huh? Let me read here. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. In other words, the land will begin to produce. Thank you for the patty cake. I'm preaching a whole lot better than y'all clapping. Because I'm preaching truth to you. It's the truth. No strings attached. Do what you will with it. Amen. I just delivered a package. It's up to you whether you receive. Amen. My prayer is that you receive and be the blessed of the Lord. We are blessed, but God desires to bless us. Soil, seed, and rain. Not only that, in Acts chapter 17, verse 28, he gives us life. You couldn't have made it here today had God not determined that you would have life. Can you get that? Acts chapter 17, 28. For in him we live and move and have our being. As certain also of your own prophets and poets have said, for we are also his offspring. In him we live and move and have our being. Number two, we have health. We have life and we have health. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17. Jeremiah 30, verse 17. We have health in him. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion whom no man seeketh after. How many know he's our health? Bible says that the word will be health to our navel and marrow to our bones. The word is health to our navel. You know, the navel is important to a child, an infant, an embryo, because all of their sustenance, all of their nutrition, all of their food, everything they become comes through the navel, the umbilical cord. The Bible says the word will be health to your navel. The word is the source by which we receive the nutrition, the strength, everything we need, the life, the health, and finally, the strength. Psalm 144, verse 1. And we're going to close up here. Psalm 144 and verse number 1. Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. He's the soil. He gives us the seed. And he sends the rain. He's my life. He gives me health. And he gives me the strength.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 14 of this series entitled, The Blessed Life. Today's message, the key of God's storehouse. The issue of money and how we relate to it is essential to kingdom living. Mammon is about corrupt practices, greed, an insatiable desire of lust for wealth, a desire that can't be quenched. Mammon points to selfishness, greed, lust for power, and control. It's all associated with money. Our relationship to money speaks volumes about our hearts. Many times, people equate godliness to gain. Stop troubling yourself about money and gain. Jesus said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Money can't become your source of security and power.
Join us for this year's Pour the Oil Worship Conference at 405 Exora Avenue in Fort Pierce. On Friday, September 30th, our worship conference begins at 7 p.m. with featured guest, worship leader, and gospel recording artist Benita Washington. On Saturday, October 1st, starting at 10 a.m., celebrity vocal health coach Ashayla Shanae and Benita Washington. For more information or to register, visit pourtheoilconference.com or call 772-465-0036.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.